The public health response to Hurricane Katrina is moving into its second stage. Hospitals in New Orleans, for the most part, have been evacuated. The Department of Health and Human Services is about to open 10 federal medical centers at military bases in the Gulf area. The health challenges of the next few weeks are likely to be injuries and problems of access to care and infections, but maybe not the infections you'd expect. NPR's Joanne Silberner has that story.
As one of the key emergency preparedness officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Richard Besser has to think ahead.
The big issues right away are provision of safe water, safe food, and injury control.
The hurricane itself caused injuries. People batted about by wind and water. There are likely to be more.
During the cleanup period, there's great risk for injury. We have many buildings that are unstable. We have people who will be doing repairs.
Puncture wounds can cause tetanus. To prevent that, the CDC has shipped 30,000 doses of vaccine to the Gulf area. All that standing water is an opportunity for snakes and alligators and mosquitoes. The CDC and state officials are working on mosquito abatement. They're already watching for an upswing in West Nile virus infections. In the past, chemicals and pesticides in water left by hurricanes haven't been a problem. They tend to be very dilute. Sewage contamination can spread bacteria and viruses, but Besser says only the bacteria and viruses that were around before the hurricane can cause gastrointestinal problems.
So, for instance, you might see salmonella or campylobacter infections occurring within that community. Hepatitis A is spread through contaminated water, and you might see that in the community.
But not typhoid or cholera. There was none in the area before the hurricane, so there's not likely to be any now. Besser is also not worried about disease spread from dead bodies.
Well, you know, this issue comes up after every natural disaster, and dead bodies and coming in contact with them is not something that we wish on anybody. But in terms of disease transmission, dead bodies are not an issue.
Carbon monoxide poisoning is. There have already been reports of several deaths from gas generators used in areas without adequate ventilation. Mold could be trouble. It can cause respiratory problems in people with asthma or allergies. It can be eradicated with a solution of bleach and water. Dr. Erwin Redliner of Columbia University's National Center for Disaster Preparedness saw people who needed regular medication or treatment struggle after Hurricane Andrew.
Well, we saw in Hurricane Andrew, for instance, people who couldn't get their insulin or had insulin that was unable to be refrigerated. People with diabetes who were in a significant amount of stress and distress because they couldn't actually get those medications.
It was especially difficult for people in rural areas. And then there's mental health.
There are some people who will handle the stress of a major disaster just fine. They'll need to lean on each other, and neighbors helping neighbors, support from family members, and people get through it. And that's the case for many, many people affected even by very terrible disasters.
But others will definitely need help. Redliner says the challenge is to spot people who need professional assistance and make sure it's available. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.